Kaddish. Kaddish, Kaddish, Kaddish. 100. We finally made it to the 100th daf in Shas, in the Sechel Shabbos. Daf Taitesim Beis Boi Rava, Zorak Daf, okay? Zorak Daf and Nechal Gabi Yisedis. First until there's a daf and a lens on the Yisedis. You take an art school Gemara, which represents the daf, you know, you take the daf and you throw it on the Yisedis, means it's not important to you. Daf Yomi is not important to you.
Where are you saying from?
Daf Taitesim on the base.
Where?
Daf Taitesim on the base. The last 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 lines in the bottom. Knege, the Aseres Adibres. Void of a joy, Gabi Yisidus. Now, he first takes a daf, he throws it on Gabi Yisidus. Rashi learns, Daka, show you the voice here, the Eid Rechav Adal. They're 10 Tvachim high, they're not 4 Tvachim wide. The Davs, the Rechav Adal, Aso, Rishus Hayachas. So that the Yisidus, there are these pegs that are standing out of the ground. The pegs that stand on the ground, they themselves do not have the status of Rishus Hayachas because they do not have a width of 4x4. They're just, I don't know, they're just little things sticking out of the ground. But they have a height of 10 tefachim. Now a board lands on top. The board now comes to rest horizontally upon these yisidus. So now there's a surface area that is 4x4 tefachim with a height of 10 tefachim. It automatically means the surface area now becomes a Rishus Hayachas. So what have you accomplished? By throwing a board, you have created, a Rishus Hayachas. Are you chayiv? The Dini Hoitzah and Achnos and Shabbos is when you take from an established Rishus HaYachid to an established Rishus HaRavim. Here, you're doing a Ma'is of Hoitzah, but the Hanocha is not coming to a rest in an established Mokom. The Hanocha itself creates a Mokom. This is a Nayazach. This is Nish in the Midbar. This is why I love this. So Mahu, the Shalom here is you go and you throw something, where you throw it from. Let's say you throw from a distance. Let's make it simple. You throw from a distance of Dalet Amos and Rishus Rabin. So on the ordinary circumstances, it would have landed on the ground. It would be Zorek in the Rishus Rabin, Dalet Amos, which we learned last week is Halacha L'Moshe V'Sinai Chai, or that was the Mar's Maskan. Halacha L'Moshe V'Sinai, we tried to learn that from the weavers, from the people who stitches, the words Maskana was going to throw something in the Rosh Hashanah, the Ram is Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. So the Rosh Hashanah over here is, the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai is only when you throw something from the beginning of the Rosh Hashanah to the end of the Rosh Hashanah, and Dal Ram is and makes a Hanacha. But let's say when you throw something from the Rosh Hashanah and lands, and the landing creates a Rosh Hashanah, maybe this is not a din. Of Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai.
Is he Boine?
No, that's not Boine. Boine is Mechubel Karka. Boine is only when it's Mechubel Karka. You sing a very good Zach. Even though you create a Rosh Hashayachid or Aisa, it's not called Boine. The dinim of Boine are not totally in the Chalois Rosh Hashayachid. The dinim of Boine are totally in Mechubel Karka. If you take something and attach it to the ground, even though you're not creating a reshus, it's a garnish, that's called boine. You pour some cement, that's boine. But when it comes over here, you're not doing boine. This is not boine. This is zrika. It's not totally zebrezeh. You make a good point, but that's the halacha. So by the way, it was my mind coming by the way. What's more shy? La halacha tzeif. It's vasiyas mechitza. Bahadi. I know because you hainu. You make the halacha with vasiyas mechitza. Hainu, this an alter shayla. Hainu, the Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan already had the shayla before on the top of the page. The Gemara already discussed this shayla. We didn't learn this Gemara. This is the previous Gemara. Boy, Rabbi Yochanan, boy, Tish, Gamachim, Lachim, now. Rabbi Yochanan discussed the shayla. Boy, that's fine. So I'm going to take a clump of earth from the ground and basically the similar type of shayla. So that shayla we're not going back to. What's the shayla? Kim Bar Leila Rava. Going, what's the Shaila? The Shaila is looking Rava. What was Rava? Oh my. This is the Shaila. Naya Shaila. The Shaila is not where you throw, make a Rishus. That's a dilemma. That's an alta dilemma. A Naya Shaila is on top of the board that you're throwing, there is a piece, there's the loaf of bread. There's an object. So now, the object is coming to rest upon the chayfetz, you're making a Rishus HaYochid, And after you make the reshus ha'yachid, it then comes to rest on top of the board of chayfetz. So why is that any bit different? So look at Rashi. Rashi says the lomdus ve'imtim soloimar hu. It's an imtim soloimar, meaning imtim soloimar kreb yachim like yachim where it says. The board, you're going to be potter. But the object that comes to rest on top of the board, you should be chayiv. Kevon the Bahadi had the Khashi Kahanoka Sasias with its Dami Potter. I Dilma Kevin the more absolute midway potter. This is called the Gemara. When the Chafetz comes to rest on the object, we have the rules of physics. The rules of physics is gonna bump. It's gonna bump. The board's gonna rest, and then the object that's going thrown together with it is gonna bounce. So being that it bounces, the midlay porter of a harder noyach, it's going to bounce, it's going to raise up, and then to the rest, chasias mechitza, vahanochas chayvutsani. It's not bahadi adadi, it's nish bahadi adadi. Even Rabbi Yochanan will admit you're going to chayiv teku. Let this question remain a question le'olam void le'netzach mitzachem, because each side of the question has a powerful logic. See, the older you get, when you learn teiku, it's not like the kingalach teiku. Oh, tishvi yitareitz kushis viabayas. No. That's. It doesn't say that anywhere. There's no makar that tishvi yitareitz kushis viabayas in the rest of the times of teiku. The real pshat is teiku means adrava. We don't want tishvi to answer this question, because but there are two tzadim in the lomdus, and each tzad carries weight. And this truth, elu ve'elu divrei elokim chayim, even according to Rabbi Yochanan, says that zvikas, that hanochas chayvis vasias mechitz yipoter, is no makar. The halacha levoshim is tina yisvdaf when you go and you throw something in the tchilas tal, the soif tal. But to go make a reshus, there's no such halacha levoshim is tina, fine. But if there's an object that's resting, that's been thrown together with it, and it comes to rest with asachas, there is a small delay. There's a delay. What's the delay? The mitzvah, they're not glued to each other. They're not glued. They're being thrown together, and the way the person was able to throw it is very skillful, is where first the board came to rest on the yisedus, and then the object came and bounced on it, and went up a drop, and it came down. How does the Halakha Torah HaKadosh look at physics? How does the Torah view the physical reality of an object coming to rest together with the board, and it balanced the shtickle? If you're a real Talmud Chacham, okay, this is a litmus test. This is the litmus test of who's for real in this world. If you want to know who's for real in this world, whenever you go on an airplane, and the airplane lands, come to Eretz Yisrael. So before you go and you sing, clap your hands, and you sing Atikva, before you do that, you look around the plane and see if there's a person on the plane that says, Masech the Shabbos, Dash Tzadi Tes, on the days. Because every time the plane lands, it does justice. It comes down, and it balances just a little bit of shtickle. A shtickle. So this is the sugya, Masech the Shabbos. This is the sugya of kevan d'loy efsha d'loy midle purta. It's going to bounce a shtickle for hodanai. It's going to go up and down. This is ka'asiyas mechitza. This is the din of first the mechitza was established. V'hanochas chenkel stami. And now it comes later. We are now coming to rest in Eretz Yisrael after Eretz Yisrael has been established. Here? Do you ever hear someone on plane saying
yes? Yes, I hear you. Hello? Hello?
Right. Okay, guard, show me the guards.
You were blocked out. It seems that when Rabbi Lehman speaks, I can't hear you.
What? You hear me now?
Hello?
You hear me now?
Yes.
Shlomi, you hear me?
Now I hear you clearly, yes. But I missed your vart. When you talked about El Al, when somebody lands in Israel, did you ever hear somebody tell me? Go ahead. I didn't hear the vart.
Daf Tzadi Tes, look around the airplane. If you're a real Talmud Chacham, you're thinking about learning everything you've learned your entire life. The plane, it bumps. The plane, when it comes down on the ground, it doesn't just land. It lands, and it bumps up, and then it lands again. This is the Mamash Sugya. This is the Sugya. This is called the Sugya. Kevon Delo Efta. Delo Efta. This is a Geder, Mahada Noich. So when you're landing in Eretz Yisrael, you're being Mekayim, what it says in the Gemara, Ka'asiyas Mechitza V'anochas Eretzon. This is the Sugya.
Okay, yeah.
Yes. Yalvard? Okay, Lehman, I think we have to mute because there's a lot of background coming from your phone. It might not be your fault. Maybe there's someone that's eavesdropping. Sometimes when the government eavesdrops, when the CIA, when they eavesdrop on your phone, it causes feedback on Zoom. That's one of
no, even when I'm talking about him, his screen is being highlighted as if he's talking.
I'm putting him on mute. It could be that the CIA is listening in on him. It could be they're listening in on him. Who knows?
You know why?
Because in the first, there's so much chesed, they suspect that he's not for real.
You hear the noise? It's coming.
It's coming again. I have to put him on mute again. You have to go back on mute. What's going on over here? I got to put him on mute. I have to put him on mute. I'm sorry. I have to put him on mute. Your phone is causing problems there. Okay, now we're back in business. Okay, let's go. Everyone hear me? Next Gemara. Nayi Gemara, Omar Rava, Shitami, Nayi Mal Gabi Mayim, Haino Hanachasan. Let's say you pour water on water. Let's say you go and you have a bucket of water, and I pour the water on water. So we have water on water, is that called enough again? It's a murder Gemara. The Gemara here is telling us that you said, what is it called? Mayim, Mayim Hanocha does not mean, the Gemara here is teaching us that you said, Hanocha doesn't mean physical rest. Hanocha means you're in where you belong. Water belongs with water, even though the water moves around. That's called the Hanocha. A person is at rest when he is in his environment, not when he is not moving. You see that from the Gemara? Water is not resting. When you pour water on top of water, let's say you have water that's in the Rosh Hashanah. You have a house, and the house is surrounded by four walls. It's a Rishos HaYachid. And you take a bucket of water, and you pour a bucket of water into the house, and the house is flooded. And it's a swimming pool inside. And you pour a bucket of water. It's a person chayef for doing the Hanacha, taking the Rishos HaRab in water, and you put the water in, and you pour the water into the house. It's Rishos HaYachid. But the water now is just floating around, because the whole house is flooded. Is that called the Hanacha? The Gemara here says, yes, that is called Hanacha. Why is that called the Hanacha? Because the din of a Hanacha is not a din of physical rest. Hanacha means where you belong. Many Rabbanim, they work on Shabbos a lot harder than they work the entire week. Oh, but Shabbos is Shavas Vayinavash. The Oisek in Torah and Mitzvahs, this is Mayim Al Gabi Mayim. Shabbos is Torah. So when on Shabbos you're omel v'yogeya and you stay up the whole night and you sweat and you learn, I'm not resting. I'm going against the whole theme of Shabbos. The whole theme of Shabbos have hanocha. No, that's not what hanocha is. Hanocha means you are where you belong. Torah belongs on Shabbos. If you're omel v'yogeya on Torah on Shabbos, that's hanocha. Hoy kol tzame luchu Lamayim. You hear the
what does that mean? Hoy kol tzame luchu lamayim.
Hoy means, whoa, anyone who is thirsty shall go get, take to the refrigerator and get a cup of water.
Who's
the whole world? What? And what is water? Water is the words of the prophet. Which prophet said that? I don't know. I don't know which prophet said. Someone said that. Somebody probably didn't have money off.
Simon Garfunkel. They said prophets are written on the subway walls.
Say that again, I didn't hear what you said.
Nothing. Go ahead. It was Stuss. Go ahead.
Hevel the Stuss. All right. Shigli Bala Mahim Hainachas and Ego is a Gala. Let's say Ego is another Mahim. Love Hainu Hainachas. Let's say you put a nut. A nut. Agabe is not. If you're going into a person has a bias, a swimming pool, okay, a swimming pool. A swimming pool is Rishus HaYochid, and the swimming pool is adjacent to the Rishus HaRabim, and you pick up a knot, an egoist, and you throw the egoist into the swimming pool, and that happens to float. Not all knots float. You know, you gotta know your knots. All different types of Mishugoyim out there. Some of them can float, and some of them can't float. So if the knot floats in the swimming pool, lav hainu hainu chosan. Boy Rava, egois bichli, now lom the shayla, there's egois in the kli, klitzaf, or gabi mayimahu. This is the most longish dafin in the entire Shas. Okay, this is my favorite dafin in the entire Shas. Daf Kuf and Shabbos is my favorite dafin because this is the most longish dafin in the Gan Shas. You have an egois in the kli, and the kli is saf, or gabi mayim. We go basar the egois, which is noch, or do we go basar the kli, which is not noch? So lav hoy rava egois my mouth. Say basar egois aslina and b'hanoich. I dilma basar kli aslina and v'hal loynoich. It has not rested. The Gemara's take will let the question remain. And if you want to go by now, let me ask you a kasha. In this century, in this millennium, we know that the earth is not stationary. So when you go into and you put something down in the Rishus HaRabim, even though it's true, the object you put down in the Rishus HaRabim is resting, but the earth is spinning. The earth is spinning. And the earth, not only is it spinning, it's also moving around the sun. So every time you be'etzem do a Maisa Hanocha, it's be'etzem, it's like the ego is Agavim Ayim. You hear? Yes, you hear what's going on? Vaita, think about that. It's not when you go to sleep, you dream, think about that, Shaila. Me and you go say, boss, and this is taking next. Shem, I've got to have Shem and oil, Gabi Ayayin. Machloikis, Rab Yoichanon, Benu, Rabban, and the Sam Shem, and Shasova Gabi Gayayin. Menaga, Tulyon, this long Shaila, Tulyon touches, Beshem, and Loipasal, Ella Shem. Rab Yoichan, New Yoimer, Shem, Hebrew, Zelozek. Look at the Rashi, the long Rashi. This is going to be Yap, Shemen floats on Yayin. Now, let's read the halachas. A person is a tful yoyim. What can he do? He can make truma into a shlishi. But once truma becomes a shlishi, he cannot become a revi. Now here, both the shemen and the yayin are both teruma. So if the person is a sheni, he touches one thing of teruma, that item becomes a shlishi. If that shlishi touches another item of truma, nothing happens to the next item because the shlishi cannot make a review by truma. So the shail is, if you have the shemen, and the tful yoyim touches the shemen now becomes a shlishi, but if the shlishi, which now is in contact with the yayin, nothing happens to the yayin because the yayin cannot become a revi. That's only assuming that the shemen and the yayin are two separate identities. They do not have any connection one to the other. Then we say the tumah, the buck stops here. The tumah stops with the shemen. But if you learn that the shemen, the shemen, the shemen, the shemen, the yayin is mechubah, it's one zach, even though it may happen that the shemen is floating, but who cares that it's floating? It's still considered to be ma'ura of zen zeh. So when the tulyum touches this taruvis, even though the taruvis is separate, it doesn't matter, it's one big taruvis, and the male automatically, the yayin becomes a shlishi as well. And look at the end, look at Rashi. Rashi says, it's not shem, 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 Period. Now here comes Rashi. Rashi is going to shake you up. Rashi is going to say that the unexpected. According to Rabban, it's like an egois al gabi mayim. According to the Rabban, it's like two separate things. It's an egois al gabi mayim. Let's clarify the lumbus of Rashi. Rashi is saying, since Rabbi Yochanan, really it's called one taruvis. It's one taruvis. It's in its place, the Nela. It's in its natural resting place. It's a very lumbus of Rashi. It's a very lumbus of Rashi. Rashi is learning. I think what Rashi says is the opposite of what we would ordinarily say. This illustrates the principle of Das Balabayis Hebuch Midas Torah. Rashi says that according to Rabbanim say that Tamei, the Tulyum touches the Shem, and only the Shem becomes Tamei, not the Yayin. Why? Because it's two separate things. If it's two separate things, the Shemen is not considered to be at rest. Because the Shemen is floating on top of something. If it's floating on top of something, it's not resting. It's like the egg that's floating in water. It's not resting. That's why only the shemen is tummy and the yain is tar. Because they're two separate things. They can be considered to be two separate disparate items. Two separate items. And the bottom line is, hanocha needs to rest on a solid, not on a liquid. This, since the shemen is floating.
I thought we're talking about the tumah. We're not talking about tumah. We're talking about Shabbos.
We're comparing the laws of tumah to the laws of Shabbos. Congratulations. We're comparing the laws of tumah to the laws of Shabbos. Exactly what we are. Let's understand the laws of tumah. A tul yoyim can make a shlishi. Right? That's it. Can the shlishi make a ravine?
No.
Yes or no? No. So when the Tzul Yoyim touches the Shemen becomes a Shlishi, right?
And it's not Metame the Yayin.
And now when the Shlishi tries to touch the Yayin is?
Tor.
The Yayin is Tor. Now, so what does that mean? That means, is the Shemen resting?
The Shemen is not resting. You're saying it's lying on top of the wine.
It's lying on top of the wine. Right, exactly. It's lying on top of the wine. Is that called resting? Is it shach for one item to be called resting it's resting on a liquid? A liquid roika ha'oretz al hamoyim.
Who cares if it's resting or not? Legabatuma.
What?
Legabatuma. Who cares if it's resting or not? It's touching.
Legabatuma. We consider them to be two separate items. Okay, right? Is that correct?
Yes.
It's two separate items. So therefore, the top item resting on the bottom item? To a degree, it is resting. But when it comes to laws of Shabbos, if a solid is floating on top of a liquid, that's not called a hanocha. That's what we learned. We learned that dinim of hanocha of Shabbos require it to be a liquid bottom. If something floats on top of a liquid, that's not called a hanocha. The only time a liquid can be called a hanocha is when the thing that's on top of it is not on top. It's all mixed together. It's mixed together.
Hanocha have to do with the rules of touching. Even if it's
We are borrowing. We are comparing one to the other. It's a simple svara. I don't know what's the problem here. Very simple lumbar svara. Yavi here, shemen al gabe yayin, we're in tumah. They're considered to be two separate items.
Yeah.
Disparate items. Is that the right word of Sholeman?
I don't know.
Sholeman, is that the right word? Disparate? No?
You are unmuted.
What?
Anybody there? Hello?
You hear us? Hello?
Hello?
All right, just some technical difficulties. Okay. Hopefully we'll be ready to go.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
What's going on over here? Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Do you hear us?
Rabbi Lehman, do you hear us? Calling Rabbi Lehman. Are you? Or do you hear us?
Hello. Hello.
Do you hear us?
I'm trying to hear you. I'm trying to unmute my phone. Do you hear me?
Now I
hear you. We hear you. Do you hear us? I think you have another audio on.
I hear you loud and clear. You muted me. That's all. So I'm trying to unmute you so you can hear me.
But I hear voices. There's something other conversation going on.
There's something on your phone. There's another audio on your phone that's in. There's another audio out of your phone that's interfering with everything. On your phone.
I'm muting my phone. I'm muting my phone right now. No, tell me if you hear anything.
Don't mute your phone. Don't mute your phone. What you have to mute is there's another thing that's playing in the background of your phone. On your phone, there's another thing that you don't realize that's going on.
I'm calling back. I'm going to call back again. I'm going to hang up and call back again.
All right. Now it's just me and you, Shlomi.
Wow.
Just me and you. How come you're wearing the same red shirt from Thursday? You didn't take off your shirt over Shabbos? You're wearing the same thing from Thursday?
That's it. It was in the sun. It was white before Shabbos. Now it's in the sun. It got all suntan.
Suntan? How come you don't want to come out of your house? You're still stuck in your house?
I'm still stuck here.
You're a coward.
That's
it. Come out of your house. Why do you want to come out of your house?
What's okay, hello? Can you hear me?
We can hear you. Yes, we can. Loud
okay,
and clear.
Okay, now.
We hear the voice of Klal Yisrael.
Ryan.
Yeah?
It might be your feedback. It might be feedback from you.
I'm the problem. I'm always the problem.
All right, let's go right there. Let's go right there. Hopefully be okay now.
I want to go on the other thing, but the problem is the phone is not working. One second. Let me see if I can turn on the other one. Much better if I can get the other one to work. Can't get it to work. It doesn't work. I can't get it to work. It's broken. Everything is broken.
Who said the word Ramban now? Somebody just said the word Ramban. Coming from?
Are you listening? Let's go right now. That's 10 feet deep. And you throw into it a mat. What's halacha chayif? Why you chayif? Now the machzel lands on the ground because you've gone from rishus harab into rishus hayochid. The bar is 10 tefachim deep. It's more than 4 tefachim wide. So what's the shayla? What is the shayla? You've taken from rishus harab and you have deposited it in rishus hayochid. Dvarim pshutim ad me'od. You're going to be chayif. But let's say you throw down the center, you throw the mat perfectly down the center. So by throwing it perfectly down the center, you've now made from one bar into two bars. Each bar is going to be a little bit less than 4 tefachim. Because since we started out with the bar that was exactly 8 tefachim wide, and the mat now has gone down the center, so now each bar is slightly less than 4 tefachim. Got it?
Yeah.
So that makes his part easy, mini potter. So that was why you need part because now the mat has no hanocha. It's not resting in the Rosh Hashayachid. The mat started out in the Rosh Hashayachid. If the mat would have fallen flat onto the bottom, it would then be have gone into the Rosh Hashayachid. But now the mat falls down the center. So in the process of the mat landing, it's mevatel the Rosh Hashayachid. This is the flip side of the previous Gemara where when the object lands, it creates a rishus. Here, when the object lands, it is destroying a rishus. It's destroying a rishus. Chilka machzalos potim. In other words, Rabaya, the pshitulay, the machzalos mevad lemechitza, kol shen chul divad lemechitza. not only is this case going to be important, but it's going to be postulated that in this case that when you throw a mat, it'll destroy. What happens if you take a clump of earth? Instead of throwing a mat down the center, now each of the boyrois is going to be less than four tefachim. What happens if you take a clump of earth and you throw it down into a pit that's exactly 10 tefachim deep, and now the earth is raised up a shtickel? So now it's no longer 10 tefachim deep. It's now 9.5 tefachim deep. So what's the shaila? Do we look at the first moment when the clump of earth lands in the pit? Or, and then at that moment in time, the pit was 10 tefachim deep? Or do we look at it a second later? Where right now, the bottom line is you don't have 10 tefachim. It's only 9.5. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Avoyelei Chulya had a dilemma. Yochanan had this shaila on the previous staff in regard to a chul. He actually had the shaila. So the Moabi was coming to make look at the contrast. Rabbi Yochanan only had a dilemma regarding a chulia. Abaye only had a dilemma regarding a machzelas. Very similar questions. You're taking something from the Rishus HaRabim, you're throwing it into something which in the past was definitely a Rishus HaYochid, but now, but when it comes to land, you are in essence destroying the pristine nature of this Rishus HaYochid. And we're two different hechatimsis. One hechatimsis is where it's done by being mevatel the width, through putting a mechitza down the center, and the other hechatimsis you being mevatel the height by raising the ground. Rabbi Yochanan's dilemma was only presented by the chulya. And Abaya's dilemma was only presented by the Machzeles. Where's Alumnus Shaila? What would Abaya say regarding Rabbi Yochanan's case? Rabbi Yochanan said regarding Abaya's case. You're the Alumnus? Rabaya dipshitelei di Machzeles mevakla mechitza. Abaya says, it's a partial difference in Sparta. Kol shekein chulya di mevakla mechitza. But Rabbi Yochanan, he had a dilemma. The boy lay chulya, he had a dilemma chulya. Machzeles is nicht dieselbe Sache. And Rashi, here is a bomb, Rashi. Rashi explains, why is it that a Machzeles is not as strong as a Chulya? Look at the Hilik Rashi. Rashi Dibra Maschil, Rabbi Yochanan, Shitele de Lomavalo, the Inami Amrinan Siluk Machitza, Vanocha Sefetz, Kiadodi Potter, Hachachai, why? Even if when you create the mechitza, even the previous when the board falls down and the object bounces, and you're going to be potter, hachachayv the loy mevatelay hilchach lav siluk mechitza, because it's not mevatel. Because when Rashi is saying a merdik yisoid, it's a yisoid of life. In order to destroy, you need to do a lot more than to build. That's basically the yisoid. It's a pel de gazach, because in the mitzvahs in the Welt, demolition, they do very good jobs. You never hear a story where there was a delay in the demolition. Demolition takes one day. They always do a very good job demolition. The building is very, very difficult. To put up a new structure in its place takes forever. Yet, the Gemara says, in the world of Kedusha, it's mamish pumfaker. Unbelievable Gemara. Here you have two different stories. This is an unbelievable Gemara. This Gemara can be mamish, or make a whole musa say from this Gemara itself. You have a mechitza, and you throw the mechitza into the Rosh Hashanah, and there are sticks. So when the mechitza is going to land, it's going to create a Rosh Hashanah when it lands. It's going to create a Rosh Hashanah. Along comes the Gemara is, oh, taka, you potter. Because the din of Zrika has in there Rishus Hayochi to Rishus Mesharabim to Rishus Harabim. Here you went and you made a new Rishus with the Hanacha. Oh, right away it's considered a new Rishus. It's considered to be a new Rishus. But when you already have a Rishus, you have a pre-existing Rishus, 10 Tfachim deep, 8 Tfachim wide, and now you want to be Mevatel, you want to destroy, because you're going to put a mechitz down in the center, not so fast. It's much more difficult to destroy the chalois of a rishus than it is to create. A person who's been established to be a good man, has a job, has a chazaka, has a shtela. You can't get rid of him. You just can't get throw him out. To give him the job for the first time, oh, a problem. Test you, this, if I have a meeting, a committee, we have to go do this. In order to give you a license, you're going to have to go through a very, very hard time. But once you're already in, to throw you out, that we don't do so fast. I have a friend, he became a ger tzedek, and I watch what they put him through, and I say to myself, if I wasn't Jewish, there is no way in the world they would take me. There's no way the Bezdin would take me with the guy on me. I can't do what this guy does. They made this guy not watch television for a year. Couldn't, wasn't allowed to watch television. He wasn't allowed to do this. He had to go learn. He had to come to Minyan three times a day, every single day. He had to come every single night to learn. And they drove him a sugar. I said to myself, if I wasn't Jewish, they would never take me. They would never take me. They made him mamish meshuga. But once you're in, ha-ha, you're grandfathered in, then people can be a shagetz. A Jew is a Jew. A yid is a yid, no matter what. No matter how many averis chamuris and lashon hara and talking during davening does, and he's not mechabit al midei chachamim, he's like a person, once he's a yid, even though he is the diametric opposite of every good leader of Rabbeinu HaGadol HaDvara HaOyon Rabbeinu Yisrael Liman Shlita. Even though he's a complete opposite, he's in. And Yisrael, you there still? What happened to him? He left us?
Oh, remember, he's on mute.
I'm right here.
He's on mute.
I don't see him on mute. He's not on mute. He doesn't say mute. Now he's on mute. Vaita, the Gemara, you hear the voice? That's a Rashi. Look at the Rashi. It's more like a Rashi. Bar Birishus Rabbi Mamuka Sadar Khavarba exactly 10 Fakam deep and 4 Fakam wide boy Mayim. And the Zarak was Saikha Chay. Okay, so what did you throw inside? You throw inside of it. Whatever you throw inside of you, so why it goes to the bottom. That's the point. That's not floating. Okay, it's not the point over here is that the item, this the previous case was you have an egoist. And the egoist is Saf al Gabi Mayim. Over here, the item sinks all the way to the bottom. Chayiv. Let's say Malay Paris. Let's say the bar is Malay Paris. The Zerg is a potter. Why potter? My timer. Mayim lo mevale mechitza Paris mevale mechitza. Unbelievable. Once you fill up the bar with Paris, you no longer consider the bar to be 10 fucking deep. You say that the Paris mevale mechitza. What?
Whose pears are they?
Watermelons, apples, oranges, pears, avocados, grapes. Once you fill up the bar with pears, we don't consider it to be a bar anymore. We don't consider it to have the mechitzas in the depth of ten tefachim. If you fill up with mayim, the Gemara is saying mayim is not significant. We still look at the depth of the ten tefachim, the walls to be four tefachim apart. But when you fill up with food, even though it's edible, we consider the food to be a filling, the male, we no longer have the dimensions of the bar of 10 tzvachim deep and 4 tzvachim wide. Tainam yachi, hazek menam yam l'isratya. If you throw from the yam, from the sea to the isratya, what's the isratya? The isratya is a rishus ramen. Okay, the yam is a kamlis. The isratya means a thoroughfare, which is a rishus ramen, or min ha'isratya layam, or from the rishus ramen into the sea. Potter, why you potter? Because you're going from a Carmelist to a Rishos Sarabim. Everyone knows that, the Carmelist to Rishos Sarabim, vice versa, even potter. Rabbi Shimon says in Yesh, Bamokon Shazorak, Omoy Kasara, Rochav Arbo Chayim, but let's say the Carmelist, Yam, is 10 Tvachim deep, and it's 4 Tvachim wide, so then the Yam is going to become a Rishos Hayochi. But it's water. Why do we say that? Why do we consider it to be called a Rishus HaYachid? There's water, and the water is Mevatel the Mechitzais. Kamash Malon, the Mayim is not Mevatel the Mechitzais. Only Fale, the Mevatel the Mechitzais. Halacha Lamaisa, when it comes to the Yam, it all depends on the slope. If this is a halacha, then halacha, if it has to slope 10 Tfachim within Dalet Amos. That's a very big Shiloh. Does the Yam have a din of a Rishus HaYachid? It all depends. It depends if it has walls. Does the Yam have walls? Not every Yam has walls, because since in many places it slopes gradually, if you don't have a plunge of 10 tefachim deep within 4 amos, that's not does not make it into within 4 amos, 6 feet. It has to plunge to a depth of 10 tefachim. If it does not do so, it cannot be considered to be called a wall. And that's a very big problem, because in many modern cities, they want to use water. One edge of the city is surrounded by water, whether it's a river or it's the ocean or it's, I don't know, some type of pond. They want to make an eruv, and oh, it's a lake. What about like in Lakewood? You know, Lakewood is a lake somewhere? You know that?
Sure.
I never knew that. Somewhere in Lakewood, supposedly there's a lake somewhere.
Used to be a resort town.
What?
It was a resort town, Lakewood.
There's a lake there somewhere?
Yeah, there used to be a resort town with hotels.
I didn't see any lakes there. I didn't see any lakes in Lakewood. I just see like these roads. But supposedly somewhere there's a lake. So let's say they want to go back, they make an eruv, and they want an edge of the eruv, edge of the water to be one of the four sides. It's not so poshut. It's only going to be good if they verify that the egg water, it takes a deep slope. The lake, the pond, the river, the body of water they want to use as a wall to surround the metropolitan area has to take a slope, a deep slope of 10 tefachim within Dalet Amos. Next, Sugi Gemara, Hazareg, Arba Amos, because of the Malam Yasra Tefachim, Kizarek Ba'avir. If you go in the airplane, you're going to throw anything above 10 tefachim, you throw in the air, but it gets more tefachim, like in the airstream part. The Malam Yasra Tefachim, Kizarek Ba'avir, we learned this Gemara before, the Gemara quoted this Mishnah, Hazarek Ba'aretz, Arbaha Avos, Chayev, and in the Nevi, throw Ba'aretz, give me Chayev. Fragment of a holy Nachbar, didn't rest. Oh, didn't rest. Marks Allah, Yochlan, Bidilah Shmen Shaninu. We discussed in the village where it's stuck. It's stuck to the wall. Allah, you don't know, 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 you don't know, Allah, you don't know, Allah, you don't know, Allah, you don't know, Allah, and the lands and the chor calls you. So until now, we learn where the devil Lishman is stuck to the wall. It's stuck to the wall. Lamala may you depart, but let's say it does not stick to the wall, but it goes into a cavity in the wall. And the cavity of the wall is less than the sheer 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. In other words, the island you throw is now resting on a horizontal surface. But the horizontal surface upon which the item is resting that you threw into the cavity of the wall is less than 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. What is the halacha? Zark l'malam yasar v'halacha v'nachem v'chor kol shu bonu l'machloikis r'gnev rabbonon the famous barvustus of yechoikikim lahashlim l'revi meir d'yamar choikikim lahashlim that we virtually make when we're going to carve out all the space. If you have a small horizontal surface, and that horizontal surface has in its area enough space that theoretically we'll be able to go chisel away and make a flat surface of 4 tefachim, it's good enough. As long as the object is at rest on a horizontal surface, even though the horizontal surface that's resting on is less than 4 tefachim, if you have underneath it a space that theoretically you go, you can chisel out a space of 4 tefachim, that is sufficient to make it into called a rishul sayachit. Mechayev. L'rabbanan, the Amri, ain't chaykim lahashim, loy mechayiv. Tanya nami hachi, zdak l'malam yasar, v'holcha v'nacha b'chor kol shura, mei mechayiv v'cham p'haytum. On Rabbi Yudom HaRav Tel, by the way, where is machloikis? Rabbi Yudom HaRav Tel was by mezuzah. The ikar machloikis between them was by mezuzah. You have an arch. You have a mezuzah, and the mezuzah in the center is 10 tefachim tall. And the bottom base, it's 4 tefachim wide. In order to be mechayiv in the mezuzah, you have to have a doorway That's 10 tefachim tall and 4 tefachim wide. The problem is, you may have it on the very, very bottom, but on the top you don't have it. On the top, you reach a height of 10 tefachim in the archway, but the arch, it gets narrow as it comes to the top, like an upside down, like an upside down V, or it's round. So what is the halacha? This is the machlokes, Ramei and Rabban, do we say choike kin lehashlem? According to Ramei or Yechayven in Mezuzah, because we make believe as if you chiseled out the part of the wall that's not been chiseled out to make an opening, that's a scenario of 10 tefachim tall and 4 tefachim wide. Whereas according to Rabban, we do not say this. Oh, Marabi Hudam Arav, tell Hamas Lake, that's what we take Arba, and I did not tell a mount, a pitcher's mound in baseball game, if the tell, the mound rises to the height of 10 tefachim. You should know it's not so not shaykh. The mounds are very high. The mound of a pitcher, it slopes upwards. If the place that it slopes up the top is more than 10 tefachim high, what's 10 tefachim high? It doesn't get that high, and it's not true. Baseball doesn't get so high. Well, let's say, Lou, you have a mound that gets that high, 10 tefachim high, and it reaches that high within the area of 4 tefachim. That becomes a rishos sayachit. Again, the slope.
What's about the walls? But the walls are not 10 tefachim. There's no height to the slope.
Are the walls? Those are the walls. Don't have to be perfectly straight. The walls can be slanty walls. As long as the walls reach a height of 10 tefachim within 4 tefachim, that's good. Within 4 amos. Within 4 amos, that's good enough. As long as the walls reach that, again, the walls reach the height of 10 tefachim tall within 4 amos, 6 feet. Automatically, that is considered its halachic wall. So now you have a reshus hayachid. You have something which is 10 tefachim tall, 10 tefachim tall, and you have an area of 4x4. That makes the reshus hayachid. Tell hamislaket asara to a height of 10, mitoich arba, within a space of 4 amos, v'zorak v'nech al gaba, from a reshus haramim, chayim, you have gone from a reshus hayachid, v'sharam to a reshus hayachid, ten hamayachid, mavu shashar l'tzaychay, a mavu that is flat, it's flat inside, and as the mother goes out into the street, there's a slope which goes downwards or upwards into the Rishos Rabim, or let's say it opens up flush into the Rishos Rabim, but then when you get inside into the mother, it begins to slope downwards. You need nothing, why? Because this mother has four walls. And now you have the fourth wall, the entrance to the mavli itself. So since there's a steep slope when it goes in, that is going to be enough. Fine. It's unbelievable. This Gemara today is the Daf Gemara from Trump. If you paid watch the news, all they're making with Sanas something on the news today. And he went to the ceremony, and he went down a ramp. Very slowly, in a very funny way, all making with sonnets of him, and he told them all to be quiet. The rim was a very steep slope. It was slippery. He's going to fall. Mamish, this is the daf. Trump, he learned the daf. Mamish, Hashem taught this. The ganze Welt was watching. The ganze Welt. Eivush the one that the ganze Welt should appreciate this daf. Hashem wanted the Eivush to appreciate the sight that the sun is slacking. I tell him it's slacking. Asada b'sachdud, b'sachyod, the see the yisoid. That's called a wall. That's not called a ram. If it's very, it's called a wall. And because the oil, unfortunately, without zeichet to learn this in the Hilik Gemara against the backdrop of a Rashi and the Tosfos, he's learning with the Hilik of the Shulamim and Shlomo Rabinowitz. So they had to go watch it on the Hashdunkin of a machine called a smartphone to see the pictures and the images and all the articles. You see, we were in zeichet. If you want to be zeichet to Torah, you be zeichet to Torah, you can get the Torah the honest, the good way. If you're not zeichet, Hashem sends you the same lesson, unfortunately, from having to go look at the shmutz. You hear the words?
Yeah.
Vaita, the Gemara. Next one, Zorak, Lusach Dalit. A person throws Lusach Dalit Amos and the Skagel Chusach Dalit Amos Potter. So you throw something and you throw it and it comes out. What's exactly what happened? So Rashi, it means that the Rashi explains what happened was the wind blew it. You threw something into the fourth tefachim. L'chayre it came to rest. Maybe not. That's the whole shalom. What exactly happened? You threw within fourth tefachim. within four amas. The bichayev mimarved al amas. You have to throw it down amas. So your koyach, your physical power, only brought it to Dalet Amos, less than Dalet Amos. And then as it was about to come to rest, the wind took over, and the wind pushed it more than Dalet Amos. So Shail is, do we combine the wind with your koyach to make you Michai for Hilchos Shabbos? And the answer is no. Hazorach l'sach Dalet Amos, l'skag l'chus Dalet Amos, partach l'chus Dalet Amos. Let's say you threw it chus Dalet Amos, and the packet would stood there. V'niskag l'sach Dalet Amos, chayef. That's a tremendous chiddush. In the second case, why he chayev? It didn't rest. It did come to rest. Because it never rested. Let's say it stopped for 1 second. If it stopped for 1 second, and it's not going to be chayev. Oh, we have to stop over here. The Dali Marav now. The Rabbi's Dali Marav now. We have a wonderful night. Thank you for me. You changed my mind. You settled my mind by learning with me. Thank you so much. I owe you my life. Myrif. Inza Baruch Hu.
Koyach. Thank you. Baruch Hu. Thank you.
Okay, I'm listening.